It's 8:32, and welcome to our first Monday of the month feature with Arthur Knott Hopkins, area officer for the Missouri Veterans Commission. He's got a few topics on his mind, but if you have a question, you could certainly generate a topic here this morning related to anything with the Veterans Administration. You can give us a call at 263-2424. That's our Moberly local line. In the Sheridan Valley, you can call locally at 388-6424. Or you can call 800-892-2300 if you have a question on your mind. Arthur will take his best shot at it. All right. Let's begin with a sleep study. Apparently, there's a study underway that veterans can be a participant in.
That is correct. What I have is some information. They're trying to see with Gulf War illness and trouble sleeping, this organization, I believe it's a contract agency that is contracted through the VA, is going to be helping veterans try to sleep better without medications. What they say is their clinical research suggests that sleep quality affects pain, fatigue, mood, cognition, and daily functioning. And they would like to find out if helping veterans with sleeping will also alleviate some of the other symptoms that they're experiencing. So it's a phone number, it's a study that you are able to be a part of, and it sounds like they're going to do most of it over the phone. You don't have to actually go in where they observe you, and they are willing to compensate you up to $355 for participating in this study. So I would recommend any of those gentlemen and ladies out there who are experiencing Gulf War illness symptoms, and Gulf War illness is where the VA hasn't been able to determine a specific thing, but you've got problems with maybe gastrointestinal sleep disorders, nightmares. That gets a little more into PTSD. But they're trying to see if maybe there's some other stuff they can do that's non-medication that would help with the sleep. So if you're interested, just give me a call in my office, and I'll say my numbers now since
sure.
I'm saying that.
Sure, there you go.
My number in Moberly is 660-263-4960, and the office hours in Moberly are usually Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I'm also in Macon. And my office hours in Macon are from 9 to 3, and the phone number there is 660-385-6192.
Okay. Again, those involved in Desert Storm or Desert Shield.
Yes.
And not specific VA program, but their contract with the
yes.
program. Okay. You wanted to do just a reminder regarding Camp Lejeune and what took place there, some contamination.
Well, Camp Lejeune had a water contamination problem between the 1950s and 80s. And a lot of people who were at the base knew there was a problem, and they were warned when they came there, don't drink the water. But there were a lot of, you can't help but drink the water when you live in a facility. So the VA recognized several years ago that there was a problem, and they've been working to try to come up with a program that would help the veterans who were there. Now, as long as the veteran was there for 30 days between August of 1953 through December of 1987, that's the period that they're looking at for the water contamination. The law went into effect in 2014, but as usual, it takes a little while for the VA to figure out how they're going to implement the plans. They are looking at certain types of cancer, if there were fertility problems, leukemia, renal toxicity, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And what is different for this, because we're the military base, you often have family members who are living at the base. So if the family members also exhibited any of these symptoms or came down with any of these conditions, they too can seek compensation through the VA because of that.
Okay. So who would you check on there? For more information on something like that?
What you do with that is you start with me, and we submit a claim through the VA. I've had several military members who were part of the military forces at Camp Lejeune. I haven't had any family members yet. So it would be a learning experience together with what to do there. But for the military members, it's the same as we treat any compensation claim. But the VA presumes that if you have any of the conditions that are on their list, it is because of your time at Camp Lejeune. So there isn't the argument that a lot of people feel there is with the VA trying to prove that it's because of their military service. It's similar to what the VA does with Agent Orange conditions.
Was it fairly common for our servicemen and women to be sent there from this area or not? I mean, I know it is far away, but...
It is a Marine base, so predominantly it was Marines who were stationed there. But like many of our military bases, we have joint forces. The Marines themselves do not have doctors, so you will have Navy doctors who will be at an installation, or they may have brought in other services that provided different things. So predominantly it's going to be Marines, but there are some others. And there's also training exercises that happened at Camp Lejeune where you would have someone who was there for a period longer than 30 days.
All right, Arthur Knott Hopkins with me here. And again, if you have any questions, you're welcome to give us a call this morning, veterans related. Wanted to pick up on service-connected disability, some other benefits maybe we haven't mentioned. I know we've talked a lot about pensions, but some other benefits that veterans and their families may have available to them.
Well, there are certain things that become available once you have a service-connected disability. One of them that a lot of people don't know a lot about, and it's a state benefit, is through the Department of Revenue. If you have a service-connected disability, you are eligible to apply for a free set of personalized license plates that are at no charge to you, and all they do is they say disabled veteran on them. Now, I recommend all of us who are disabled get these plates because that increases the awareness to the general population how many of us have those invisible wounds that you don't know from our military service. Now, if you see someone who is missing a limb or something, that's a very severe connection. But there are other things such as PTSD or hearing loss, or irritable bowel syndrome is something that a lot of veterans that served in the Middle East are experiencing. So those are those invisible wounds. And it makes them, if they are service connected for that, it makes them eligible to get the license plate. And then there's other things that are available depending, that's no matter what your level of service connection is. The simple process, one page application, we send it off with your discharge to Jefferson City. Usually within 30 days you have 30 to 60 days, depending on how busy they are, you have your plates that are personalized. And then there's different levels that come in. Now, a lot of veterans are familiar with if they're a certain percentage, they get travel pay while at the VA. If they're a certain percentage, they don't have to pay for their medications. So what I wanted to do this morning was spend a few minutes talking about what different things happen at the different levels. The first thing, if you can have a 0% disability rating. When I put in a claim for compensation, I tell guys, if we get a zero, that's the first battle. The VA recognizes that you have a problem. It is because of your military service, but that it is not to the point where they will pay you for it, where they will compensate you for it. But that still makes you eligible for no-cost health care and prescription drugs you would pay for as long as your income limits are met. You'd still be able to use the VA health care. So 0% is a good thing. Also, if you are going to the VA for that disability that you're rated at 0%, you would get travel pay for that issue. At 10%, again, you're eligible for VA health care. If your disability requires medication, you do not pay for the medication. You would be able to receive travel pay for that disability. Also, one of the things that pops in for this is you get a waiver of VA funding fee for home loans, whether you're working through your local bank or through an agency that specifically works with veterans to help them apply loans. That VA funding fee depends on the amount of the loan, but you don't have to pay that if you have a compensable service-connected disability, which means it's at 10%. You're also eligible, depending on what the disability is, for vocational rehab through the VA. And if you are receiving any percentage for a disability that's service-connected, when you pass away, that is the veteran passes away, the family can also apply for a plot and burial reimbursement for that veteran because they were service-connected. Now, as we've said before, the VA does not pay for the entire funeral, doesn't pay for all the services, but if you're buried in the Jacksonville Cemetery, which is our local veteran cemetery, there is no expense once you are brought to the gate of the cemetery. So, headstone, perpetual care, opening of the grave, the cement liner, all of that is free to you. That's whether you have a service-connected disability or not. But if you decide you're going to do it in a private cemetery, the VA can reimburse for part of that plot if you have a service-connected disability. Also, it will reimburse for part of the funeral expense.
Okay. We have a phone call. Would you like to see if this is for us?
Yes.
Hi, you're on with Arthur. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I know there are many different kind of discharges. I have a friend who got out on a trainee discharge. Is he able to get any kind of help at all if he needs to, since it's an honorable trainee discharge?
If the training discharge, and I want to make sure I'm understanding, and you may not know the answer, if the person was released because they were not able to complete training by their choice, it wasn't because they were injured, then they are not eligible for a lot of the VA benefits. If they were injured while in training and that is the reason why they were discharged, then they would be eligible for a lot of the benefits. We would go through and apply for service-connected disability, and usually that's one of the easier ones to get because the reason they're discharged from the military is because of that injury.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you for your question. And we do have open phones if you have a question regarding veterans benefits. 263-2424 is the Moberly local line. That's local to Cairo, Higbee, Rennick areas as well. If you have a Sheraton Valley telephone prefix, free call 388-6424. Or you can give us a call at 800-892-2300. Did you finish your thought or some other benefits? You were talking about burial benefits. Yes.
I can just continue up the scale with a percentage.
Sure.
So 20%. 10%, there's really not much of a difference when it comes to what benefits are available, additional benefits through the VA. But once you get to 30%, that's where there is a change. When you get to 30% with a service-connected disability, the VA does pay you an additional amount if you have dependents. Also, you can have a 10-point preference for federal hiring. And if you're as we continue up, if we get to 50%, and 50% is always what I try to get people to when it comes to healthcare, because when it comes to 50%, that's when the VA starts adding in where you don't pay for the prescriptions that you're receiving. At 60%, we get some additional things. There may be an additional amount that's eligible for spouses. Individual unemployability can start playing in at this point. Individual unemployability is where you are no longer able to work because of your service-connected disability. Now, you have to be at least 60% in one disability with a total of 70% overall. And once you have that 70% individual unemployability, the VA looks at what your disabilities are. They do a separate examination that looks at how all of your disabilities interact with each other and how they're impacting your daily life. If you meet the qualifications, even though you're only 70% disabled, the VA will pay you at 100%. Now, there is an annual form that you have to submit every year that says you are still not working and you're not working because of your disabilities. If you start working, which is what I always hope the veterans do, because I think we feel a lot better when we are back in the workforce and we are being productive members of society. I think it's less psychologically draining on us when we're able to be out and working. But if that's not a possibility, that's where individual employability comes in. And once you're eligible for individual unemployability, that also opens the door to additional things for dependents' education allowance. That means if you have dependent children, they, besides that additional monthly amount that you would be paid, if your spouse decides to go back to school or if your children continue on to college, the VA will give them individually money to help them go to school. to help pay for their living allowance. It also opens up CHAMP VA, which is health insurance for your family members. Because for most of us, if we get our insurance through work, and if we have someone who's not able to work and our family members are impacted by that, the VA makes that insurance available to the family, and it's no cost to the veteran. Also, if we get to that point, they could be eligible for dental care through the local VA hospital.
All right. We have another phone call coming in, and you're on the air with Arthur. Do you have a question?
Yes. I get 10% disability.
Yes.
Can I get the license plates?
Yes. You would be eligible for the license plates. All we would have to do is... you'd come into my office. We would work together to fill out the form. There are two things usually that go on the form that people don't have with them when they come in, and that is the name as it appears on the title for your vehicle and the VIN number of your vehicle. But if you have those things with you, we can call the VA, get a letter that goes with it, and if you have your discharge, if you've worked with me, I probably have your discharge in my office, or one of my predecessors, I should say. We submit it to Jefferson City through the mail, and then it is sent to the local license office.
Okay, let me get your phone number.
Okay. My phone number in Moberly is 660-263-4960, and I'm in Moberly on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. is when I see clients, and I'm also in Macon. And my phone number there is 660-385-6192. And I'm in Macon on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 3 is when I see clients.
Okay. My license plates are due this month, or whatever, it was due last month.
Okay.
What do you do on that?
It will not go through the process that quick, but what you can do, you can renew your license plates, and when you get the new one, if you turn in your old license plates, you are eligible for a refund on part of that expense.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. I recommend that we start that process at least 3 months before your plates expire. That way we have plenty of time if the Department of Revenue has been overwhelmed with the number of people submitting claims or other things going on, then we have time where it's going to come in before your plates actually expire.
Okay. Why don't we take a break right now? Okay. And our guest is Arthur Knott Hopkins, and, of course, always provides the latest from the VA, but is not with the VA. He's with the Missouri Service Commission Area Officer. We'll continue with our discussion in just a moment.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
All right. We're with Arthur Knott Hopkins, and let's go to the Moberly line. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I just wonder if he could answer a question about if there's much difference in the benefits of a wartime and peacetime.
Okay. And yes, I can answer that question.
I understand now that peacetime is 80% of the wartime. And I've only been told that one time, so I'd like for confirmation on that.
All right, okay. You're going to listen off the air, or you want to hang on the line?
I'll listen off the air.
All right, thanks for the call.
Okay. As far as what the VA pays a person, there is no difference whether they served during wartime, if they served in a combat zone, if they served peacetime. There is no difference in what the amount is that a veteran receives from the VA. A difference that does happen is whether they're eligible for certain benefits, and pension is the big one. A veteran has to have served at least one day in wartime service. They do not have to have served in a war zone. Pension is based off of income and assets, but there is no difference as far as compensation or health care or priority list on health care if the veteran is a combat veteran or a peacetime veteran.
All right. That's kind of the simplified overview.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a lot that is in between there. You were talking about the veterans' license plates. I know that was something we wanted to talk about last month. We ran out of time as well, and you were talking about the service or the disabled veterans' license plates.
Yes.
Are there license plates available for veterans?
There are other license plates that are available. You may have seen Purple Heart license plates or Vietnam veteran license plates. Now, most of them have a fee that is assigned with them. They are not free for the veteran.
Okay.
And with the license plates, if you have the handicap placard or the handicap symbol, meaning you need to park in the handicap spaces for whatever reason, there's an additional form that we submit, and that can go on the disabled veteran license plate. The normal disabled veteran license plates do not allow you to park in the handicap parking.
Okay, we've got about three, 4 more minutes here. Did you have some other? Well, actually, we've got another call. Do you want to take the call?
I'll take the call.
All right, let's take the call. We've had some good questions from this morning. You're on the air with Arthur.
Yes, you are in Macon every once in a while, aren't you? What days are you there?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Usually I'm there on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Do you need the phone number?
The phone number is 660-385-6192. And it is on Prospect Ave, just up the street from, or just past Walmart, up the street from Casey's. I call it the government building. Same building that probation and parole, health and senior services, social services.
Yeah, I know where that is.
All right.
Okay. And what did you say the number was? 61?
It's 660 385 6192.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Arthur's going to be busy. And we do these programs the first Monday of the month. All right. Let me just ask you, you've talked about percentages. I'm sure our veterans, we had the gentleman say 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do you arrive at the percentage?
There is a very convoluted formula. The VA has set things that they have looked at where they say if you meet this, this, and this criteria, that impacts your life 10%. One of the common things that people get confused with is if they have a 10% disability and another 10% disability and a third 10% disability, that doesn't equal 30% overall compensation. The VA looks at it as you started 100%, you've got a 10% disability, so that means you're down to 90. If you get another 10%, they don't take that 10% off of the 100%, they take that 10% off of the 90%. So then that brings you down to, and if my math is wrong, someone will correct me, that would bring you, instead of down to 90%, it would bring you to 91%. Another 10%, and this will get convoluted because I don't do well with
math.
You're
losing me here on this one.
So instead of taking that off of the 100, it goes from 91%, then you'd probably end up being about an 82%.
Okay.
And it's 80% or 82% of your abilities are still there, so that equates to 18% disabled.
18% disabled. Okay. All right. I'm trying to write all this stuff down.
And I do have I have a chart
You've
that
got a
I
chart.
Can read through and go. Help people with.
Very good. Hi, you're on the air with Arthur. You got a question?
Yes, I forgot to ask one ago.
Yes, ma'am.
My dad got a lot of medals when he was in the Korean War.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if he ever got them or not. Is there any way I could get them?
There is a process for us to reapply. A family is eligible to get, or the veteran is eligible to get, one set of replacement medals through the Department of Defense. If no one else has asked for them, then we can submit the paperwork for it. And usually that takes about 4 to 6 months before they arrive.
Oh, that's
so, yes, I could help you do that for your father as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, we've had a busy morning, not only with your prep work, but also with the calls. Good calls this morning. Very good.
I'm always thankful when people call in.
All right. We need to go ahead and wrap things up. Again, your Moberly number is?
In Moberly, it is 660-263-4960. I'm there Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 to 4. And I'm in Macon on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the phone number there is 660-385-6192.
All right. Arthur Knott Hopkins has been my guest on Quicksland this morning.
I used to post to job boards that sent me tons of resumes. Just to find